Sunday, January 28th, 2018. Welcome to the Daily Wrap-Up, a concise show dedicated to bringing you the most relevant independent news as we see it from the last 24 hours. So to begin, an update on the ongoing text messages and memo distraction. Trump tells the DOJ, release the memo, even though he could just as easily declassify it himself. And he's also said, the FISA Act is bad, and then signed the extension. And about the text messages, guess what? The DOJ is withholding evidence. I'm shocked. Look, just like we said, this melodrama goes back and forth, both with the memo and the text messages. Meanwhile, we have mountains of actual crimes not being addressed, and much of what is really going on is being omitted. So let's get into it. Breaking news. Trump and Jay-Z are fighting, and everybody has an opinion. Just kidding. That's what the entirety of mainstream media is telling you is the most important event going on right now. So why don't we get into what's really going on? Starting from yesterday, coming out of ZeroHedge.com, Russian parliament set to make the crypto ruble legal tender. Now, this is very interesting to see, but it does not mean it's a good thing inherently, as the whole point of this movement is about decentralization. So while I'm happy to see that the Russian government is not attacking it like so many others right now, at least on the surface, we should be supporting both financially and verbally the cryptocurrency and blockchain technologies that promote and progress the idea of decentralization, anonymity, and peer-to-peer transactions. But this is definitely a story to watch and keep tabs on. And you know, it doesn't also mean that this is something that's surreptitious and negative either, but it's something to basically keep an eye on and point out that not everybody in the governmental structures are out to attack cryptocurrency, again, at least on the surface. And as we saw again today, despite attacks on cryptocurrency, both physical and verbal, how very much cryptocurrency is not the bubble the establishment keeps telling us it is. As I always say, this scares them. They can't control it. And the revolution at this point can no longer be stopped. So try not to be swayed by these government statements and attempted manipulations. The average individuals in mass have power in this market. So we must exercise patience and fortitude. Moving on to the next story coming out of the antimedia.org. CNN Turkey fake news goes viral. American sniper star killed in Syria, Pentagon forced to deny. This is just a quick one in which CNN was tricked by pro-Kurdish social media and reported essentially that Bradley Cooper, the actor who played in the movie American Sniper, was killed while embedded in Syria. I mean, this story really just cracks me up. While everyone in CNN is pointing at everybody else saying, you're fake news, it comes down to the fact that they're the real fake news in this regard, as well as most mainstream media. We have to understand here that they are not doing their due diligence. That's what they're supposed to be doing as journalists and media in general. I mean, whatever happened to two sources and multiple sources and cross-referencing? I mean, this is something that independent outlets like us and many others are constantly called fake news because we report unfiltered truth, at least as we see it. And it's truth that goes against the mainstream narrative and the establishment narrative. And yet now we're seeing very clearly that most of these mainstream outlets are simply just regurgitating what they feel progresses their agenda without really doing their due diligence. And I mean, there are a million different examples that I'll make sure and include some in the show notes that really show you how bad they are and how they're really not doing their due diligence. And ultimately, as I usually say, they're just government stenographers at this point. They're businesses. They're not journalists. And we have to really begin to see that. Moving on to the story from today, ambulance bomb kills over 100 in Afghan capital of Kabul. The largest in a series of recent Taliban attacks against the Afghan capital city of Kabul saw an ambulance full of explosives detonated at a police checkpoint. The attack hit a shopping district, which is also home to a number of EU offices. As is often the case, the Afghan government issued a statement blaming Pakistan for the attack. Pakistan denied this, saying that they had nothing to do with the incident. All told, at least 103 people were reported killed and 235 wounded. Afghan officials say the death toll is expected to continue to rise. An important point to include is that the U.S. has been an occupying force in Afghanistan for 16 years now. In acts of terror, that which was the entire premise, a false one at that, for invading a sovereign nation, has only increased over the years. And the country is a disheartening, destabilized shadow of its former self. That is not to say that it was perfect or even peaceful. Ultimately, that's up to the viewer to decide for themselves. But the current war-torn, opium-ridden nation that it is now today is certainly not a positive step for those who have no other choice but to live there, and certainly no better for the world, as the ever-rising opioid epidemic here in the U.S. clearly shows. Moving on to the next story coming out of the freethoughtproject.com. 7 times the U.S. government lost nuclear weapons that still haven't been found. And this is a very, very interesting story. And I've seen other stories saying 8 times, but ultimately this article is discussing 7 different incidents where the United States government, officially lost bombs that they never found officially, and really breaks down each incident and shows you how very ridiculous circumstances, like where the planes were about to go down, and so they, pushed the bomb out into the ocean to avoid crashing. You know, which in the 50s, you could understand maybe a little lack of understanding of what these really were, but this continues into the 70s and the 80s, and how these bombs were, which they call Broken Arrow, like the movie where essentially they lost a nuclear bomb. But the stories behind them are so ridiculous, and the idea that we have to understand that anybody now knowing all these on record could go and try and find them. I mean, to me, a lot of these stand out as kind of cover stories. I mean, I would propose the possibility that some, if not all, of these lost bombs were simply created backstories, even if kept secret to all but the upper echelon, in order to hide some more nefarious back dealings and weapon sales, possibly to countries that they shouldn't have been going to, or possibly to use for some false flag operation that they didn't want to be tied back to. I mean, it's not wise to think we are aware of every time such a weapon has been used or such a plan was created and maybe not seen to fruition. Much happens behind the scenes that the average individual is not made aware of, just as many are beginning to see today in regard to the U.S. past. We're really beginning to see behind the curtain due to great investigatory work such as the True Stream Media that digs deep into old backstories and shows us how much the general story, how it is really built on lies entirely, and how they've created this false narrative around a story to cover for some kind of nefarious act. But this article does a really good job of really showing you how much we don't know. And even in regard to stories that are supposedly officially released, most people are unaware of this kind of a fact. But this goes to the larger idea that we don't understand our own past, and more so that even the things we think we know about our past are more often than not in recent times discovered to be lies covering for some larger idea. Another good one covered by True Stream Media was the idea that supposedly the search and research effort around the Titanic was actually a cover for some kind of a larger operation to find a nuclear sub, which relates perfectly to this story. And it, not that they weren't also looking for things in regard to the Titanic, but that it is all some kind of an intelligence cover for some larger agenda. I mean, it's kind of an analogy for everything we're seeing happen today. So we need, in general, we need to begin to ask questions in everything we see, from the memo to the text messages to from we hear from Congress. Everything that comes to us from mainstream media or official sources, we need to question. I mean, that's what really has to come out of everything we talk about on this show, is that it doesn't mean we discount everything, we deny everything, or we think everything's a lie. But as we always say, we question everything because we don't really know the truth, and our own history has shown that that's a very smart way to go. So for more information on the topics discussed, make sure you check out The Last American Vagabond or any of the important independent sources in the show notes below. And as I said, always question everything. Come to your own conclusions. Stay vigilant.